Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, a Tuesday night in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen coming to you from our studios in South Lansing on the board and on the mic tonight. On today's show, we're paying more for our electricity, but it's not just a matter of inflation. One analyst says it's because of EPA regulations. I'll talk to him about what exactly they're doing to make our electricity cost so much more. And our state unemployment insurance trust fund is over $3 billion in debt. How are we going to get out of that hole? I'll talk to the director of the Michigan chapter of the National Federation of Independent Business. Also, a new study on autism. Researchers at MSU finding that now you can detect autism in infants. We'll talk about that also. But first, a backlash building against Lowe's, the home improvement store, over the company's decision to pull its advertising from the reality show called All American Muslim, which appears on TLC and is filmed in Dearborn, Michigan. To talk about the controversy, I'm joined by Raheem Hanifa. He's the outreach coordinator at the Michigan chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Raheem, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Now, usually companies are boycotted because of the shows they sponsor, not for pulling their sponsorship. Why is there a call for a boycott in this case?
Our organization, CARE, has yet to call officially for a boycott. But just the backlash that you're seeing is because there was an organization called the Florida Family Association, which is a far right-wing organization that contacted Lowe's and dozens of other sponsors of the program who would sponsor ads for the show, and they contacted them saying that this show was propaganda because it only depicted peaceful, law-abiding Muslims, and it didn't depict any Muslims that would fit the stereotypes of Islam and Muslims that they had, which would be some extremists or radical Muslims. And because it didn't depict these Muslims, they said it was a show of propaganda. And so they called all these corporations to pull their ads. And unfortunately, Lowe's was an organization that did pull their ads. And because of the fact that they capitulated to bigotry, a lot of people are upset. And our organization has asked our constituents to contact Lowe's and to let them know that, to capitulate to bigotry is just plain wrong. And people will be taking their economics and their money elsewhere to other hardware stores.
Lowe's released a statement saying that individuals and groups have strong political and societal views on this topic, and that as a result, we did pull our advertising. We believe it is best to respectfully defer to communities, individuals, and groups to discuss and consider such issues of importance. And I mean, in this case, it almost sounds like the company was trying to just avoid controversy. Is that really reason enough to be outraged at them?
Well, I think it was a moral decision, and they had the opportunity to stand up and make a strong moral decision and say that they would not capitulate to bigotry or xenophobia. And what you have is actually, if that was their intent, you have an even larger problem and an even larger deal of frustration and negative attention for their organization. Again, there were dozens of other corporations that were contacted, and they did not take this group up on their offer. And, you know, we're not hearing any type of controversy surrounded those other corporations.
Now, the Florida Family Association released their own statement. They said that the program, as you said, is propaganda that, quote, riskily hides the Islamic agenda's clear and present danger to American liberties and traditional values. What is your response to that release of theirs?
Yeah, we completely disagree with that. It's quite clear that this group has stereotypes of who Muslims and what Islam is, and because the show did not fit their false stereotypes, they feel it's a propaganda. It would be no different than if, let's say, the Cosby Show People were upset at the Cosby Show because it didn't have any stereotypical African Americans portrayed, but it was a very nice, middle-class, wholesome African American family. We see that as the same thing as what this organization is claiming, and it's quite clear to us that these sentiments are rooted in bigotry and xenophobia.
I'm talking to Raheem Hanifa. He's the outreach coordinator at the Michigan chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Now, I have not seen the program myself. Can you tell me what it's about, and do you think it's a good thing that the show is airing for the American Muslim community?
Well, yeah, it shows a couple families, some different families in the city of Dearborn, Michigan, which is a predominantly Arab, or about 30% of the population is Arab American and Muslim. And it just simply shows their day-to-day life, their interactions between the families, what they go through on a day-to-day basis, personal issues, some personal tensions, family tensions. Pretty much the same thing that everyone, every other American family goes through. They show a football coach, and they show a police officer and his family, so on and so forth. So there's really absolutely nothing controversial about the show, unless you just feel Muslims generally are controversial. Then there's nothing controversial about the show. It just shows a sub-segment of the Muslim American community within the city of Dearborn.
Now, the show is titled All American Muslim. Is there anything in a Muslim's lifestyle that maybe is portrayed on the show that is different than non-Muslims here in the U.S.?
Well, it goes through the different faith practices as those families observe them. So in the show, you have people that range from, you know, liberal to moderate to some conservative Muslims. And, you know, it just shows how they interact with their faith. And, you know, it doesn't show the whole Muslim community. We are a very diverse community. It's a very subset of the Muslim community in that it only has some Arab American families, and the Muslim American population is comprised of African American, South Asians, and many others.
And Americans that are unfamiliar with these things, so they see these kinds of things like the hijab you're describing, and some of them might view that as something a woman might be demanded of her that she wears one. What would you tell them to clarify some of these misconceptions?
Well, yeah, I think actually the show does a pretty good job of showing that that's totally false, because you do have women who choose to wear the hijab, and you have women who don't, and that is that's played out quite clearly in the show. So no one can force anyone to observe their religion. Our religion has practices and principles and mandates, but it can't be forced on anyone. And people, due to their own religiosity and their connection and observance of their faith of Islam, they'll either practice it to how they feel it should appropriately be practiced, or they won't. And this is kind of a development process for a lot of people, you know, throughout their whole lifetime. So the woman in the show, she was about in her 30s, and she had just began to start observing wearing the hijab. And her sister had been wearing it since she was actually in elementary school. And this was all their choice based upon their religiosity and how they felt that they should observe Islam.
One last thing. When you talk about the hijab, just to focus on that for the last question, it is something that certainly draws attention in the U.S., where obviously most people do not wear one. How much of an issue is that, and does the fact that it draws so much attention, is that kind of a factor in deciding or on wearing one or not?
I guess in the typical American public, people don't see people covered like that, so it does stir a lot of questions and a lot of stares for women who do wear the hijab, and it is a constant battle for some of them, especially living in a post 9/11 world where there is Islamophobia and xenophobia, and some women do experience some negative remarks because they wear the hijab. But again, like I said, it's just about your religiosity and how you interact with your faith And if you're if you have the strength and the dedication to take your religion to that level, some people will and some people won't.
Rahim Hanifa, Outreach Coordinator at the Michigan Chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. Thank you very much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.